Sunday marked a week since the record early opening of the Togiak herring fishery, but seiners have harvested less than half their 20,000-ton quota so far this year, and daily catches appear to be on the downswing. But Fish and Game area management biologist Tim Sands tells KDLG News that stormy weather has likely been a factor.
We'll see with better weather if they can find fish and bring the catch back up to, 1,500, 2,000 tons kind of deal. And then we'll see what size and quality of fish that they're catching. Because that's our other concern, is we don't want to hammer the new recruits to the fishery. So we'll be looking at fish size.
Saturday, the 17 seiners hauled in a total of 1,500 tons. Sunday's catch was just about 450 tons. But Togiak herring have again proved to be big, with an average fish size of 401 grams and valuable with a roe yield of 11.7%. Last year, Sands noted that the fishery ended because the quota was reached.
The fishery ended not because there was no fish left, but because we took the quota. And so it's hard to say how much longer it could have gone.
In addition to the seine fleet, two gillnet fishermen have been out. Manicotic drifter Dan Pock says he's just fishing for halibut bait now, and on Monday he braved stormy weather to come back to Dillingham.
We're offloading herring for halibut fishing starting on May 1.
Pock says halibut has the best payout per trip of the Bristol Bay fisheries. For the past 20 years, he's shipped his halibut fresh to Anchorage, and this year he's expecting about $10 per pound. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.